Today's contestants are a data scientist, originally from Chicago, Illinois, Colin Davey. A miniaturist, originally from Los Angeles, California, Lindsay Packer. And our returning champion, a library page from Arcadia, California, Amy Lim, whose one day cash winnings totaled $25,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everybody. I hope you were watching yesterday, because if you were, you saw youth being served. Amy took it to the guys and won big. Can she do as well 2 days in a row? We'll find out when we see how Lindsay and Colin perform. Welcome aboard. Good luck. Here we go. Here are the categories for the three of you to deal with in this first round. Literary characters. Next, American superlatives. Chain stores. Abbreviated bands. Things to do on a rainy day. Sounds like fun. When A becomes the first letter in each correct response. Amy, start.
Literary characters for 200.
This hunchbacked bell ringer of the Cathedral of Notre Dame was deaf. Lindsay.
Who is Quasimodo.
Right.
Literary characters for 4.
The young narrator of To Kill a Mockingbird has the given names Jean Louise, but goes by this nickname. Colin.
Oh, Scout.
Yeah.
Chain stores, 1,000.
This chain, founded in 1983, initially promised glasses in about an hour. Lindsay?
What is Lens Crafters?
Yes.
Literary 600.
Washington Irving's story about this nap-happy fella was first published in the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon, Gentleman. Colin?
Who is Rip Van Winkle?
He's the one.
Abbreviated band, 1,000.
They hit it big with Don't Fear the Reaper, B.O.C. Lindsay?
Who are Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes.
Literary 800.
Answer. Daily double. And you're in the lead with 2,200.
I'll do 1,000.
All right. This title character says, I'm jealous of the portrait you have painted of me. Why should it keep what I must lose?
Who is Dorian Gray?
He's the one, yes.
Literary 1,000.
In this novel, John Kennedy Toole described Ignatius J. Reilly as having waves of flesh rippling. Colin?
What is a confederacy of dunces?
You've just doubled your score.
Things to do on a rainy day, 1,000.
Create beautiful landscapes using techniques taught by this late PBS host in his joy of painting videos. Lindsay?
Who is Bob Ross?
He's the one.
Abbreviated bands, 200.
A boy band, NKOTB. Colin?
Or New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
Band, 800.
They sound angry. R-A-T-M. Amy?
Who is Rage Against the Machine?
Yes.
When A becomes the first letter, 200.
A labyrinth turns into this word, meaning to astonish greatly. Colin?
What is a maze?
That's the word.
Band, 600.
Sweet Hitchhiker was their last top 10 hit. CCR. Colin?
Who is Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Right.
400, bands.
Named to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020, N-I-N. Amy.
What is Nine Inch Nails?
Correct.
A, 400.
A musical sound of a certain pitch becomes this word, meaning to make amends for a sin. Amy.
What is a tone?
That's it.
600 A.
The pointy top of a tower becomes a verb, meaning to hope to be something great. Lindsay?
What is a spire?
Correct, and that takes you up to 4,800. You've added just a little bit to your lead. But we're taking a break right now. We'll come back, as we always do, following this. Colin Davey is a data scientist. Colin, I think most people would agree that the most heavily analyzed sport in terms of statistics is baseball. But you're studying a different sport.
Yeah, I actually got into data science through sports analytics as a hobby, and golf ended up being my most analyzed sport.
Why golf?
And I ended up, because it's really great as an individual sport. It's very numbers friendly to predict. As a consequence, I ended up playing a lot more golf as a result of studying it. Doesn't help my game at all, but still got the bug nonetheless.
What's your handicap?
I'm at about a 6 these days.
Six?
Yeah.
That's great. Boy,
If I could have gotten it 6 years ago, I'd still be playing.
Lindsay Packer is a miniaturist from Los Angeles, and this young lady has music to color synesthesia. What is that?
Well, all the women in my mother's family have it, and when we hear music, we see colors.
Really?
That's right.
So if somebody comes up and starts humming a song, you will see a color.
Oh, yes.
What kind of music makes you see black or brown?
I don't really see brown listening to music so much. I get a lot of black when I listen to punk and metal.
Ah.
Like Green Day is black, white, and red.
Okay. Enough said. Amy Lim is from Arcadia. Every year you enter a contest. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, it's a online comedy contest. Write the worst opening line to a novel.
Okay, and what's the worst opening line you came up with?
1 year I was a finalist, but I feel like I should not say it on television.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for that consideration. Let's get back into this. Lindsay, you have command of the board. Please, make a selection.
Let's see. Chain Stores 200.
Top of the category for this. It's the chain whose iconic logo is seen here. Colin?
What is Target?
Target is right.
Chain Stores, 800.
We salute you if you know that this clothing chain owned by Gap Incorporated was named for a bar in Paris. Grog, anyone? Lindsay?
What is Old Navy?
Old Navy, yes.
Chain Stores, 4.
Kirkland Signature is this warehouse chain's private label brand. Colin?
What is Costco?
Yeah.
Store, 600.
According to its jingle, it's the place with the helpful hardware folks. Amy?
What is Home Depot?
No. Lindsay?
What is Ace?
Ace is the place, yes.
Rainy Day, 200.
Learn a new one of these from Duolingo. Amy?
What are languages?
Languages, foreign languages, yeah.
A for 800?
A conjunction, meaning on the contrary, becomes this verb meaning to be adjacent. So you go from but to a but. Back to you, Amy.
A 1,000.
A word meaning to portend becomes this one meaning a home or dwelling. Amy.
What is an abode?
Yes.
Rainy day, 400.
Dress up your dog in traditional colors and pretend it's this celebration. You've got to laugh at that. Colin?
What is Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
American superlatives, 1,000.
At 26 square miles, Arlington is the smallest self-governing this in the United States. It's a county. Back to you, Colin.
Superlatives, 800.
Covering 98 acres, this aircraft company's Everett, Washington plant is the largest building by volume in the U.S. and the world. Colin.
What is Boeing?
Right.
Superlatives, 600.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
The most robbed bank in the United States is the Bank of Hogan in Hogan's Alley, the Quantico, Virginia mock town where this organization trains its agents in tactical techniques.
Colin?
What is the FBI?
Yes.
Superlatives, 400.
275 million cubic yards of material were used in the largest of these American barriers on 10 Mile Wash in Arizona. Colin?
What is the Hoover Dam?
No. Lindsay or Amy? You gave us too much information. It's not the Hoover Dam, just dam. That's what we're going for. Colin, back to you.
Rainy day, 800.
Organize your closet using the KonMari method and get rid of items that no longer do this two-word catchphrase. Lindsay.
What is spark joy?
Yeah.
Rainy, 6.
If you have a piano, play his 1801 Moonlight Sonata. Amy.
Who is Beethoven?
Right.
200 superlatives.
At more than 1,000 feet above the water, the highest of these in the United States spans Royal Gorge in Colorado. And again, don't overcomplicate it. It's just a bridge. Just a bridge. All right, Amy, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. We'll set the board up during this break. Back in a moment. Want to be on Jeopardy? Of course you do. Well, we're looking for contestants right now, and we've made it easy. So easy, you can do it without even leaving your couch with the Jeopardy Anytime Test. It's ready whenever you are, and now you can audition for Jeopardy from your home. So go to Jeopardy.com and take the Anytime Test and try out online. It's easy. You might be the next great Jeopardy champion.
Sure, why not?
As you'll recall on yesterday's program, Amy started to build up her dollar total in Double Jeopardy. Can she do it again today? Here are the categories for you, Amy. Explorers, on the cover, capital birthplaces, chemical elements, daytime television, and finally, animal quotes. Sounds like fun. Go.
On the cover, 400, please.
The July 1969 Esquire cover asked, what words should the first man hear utter that will ring through the ages? Colin.
Where's the moon?
Yes.
Capital birthplaces, 1600.
Answer. Daily double.
True double.
All right, for 10,800. Playwriting president Václav Havel.
What is Prague?
Prague is right. You've added your lead, or you've taken the lead.
Explorers, 800.
John Speak accidentally shot himself before he was to debate Richard Burton over the source of this river. They were debating over the source of the Nile in Africa. Colin.
Explorers, 12.
A Royal Geographical Society expedition found him in 1873 dead. He'd been found in 1871 alive under more famous circumstances. Colin.
Who is Livingstone?
Yes.
Chemical elements, 1200.
Answer. The other daily double.
4,000.
Okay. Lightweight and strong, this element is named for the group that preceded the Olympians in mythology.
What is titanium?
That's it. And we are done with the daily doubles, but you've got a comfortable lead.
Capital birthplaces, 1,200.
Painter Gustav Klimt. Colin.
What is Sweden?
No. Amy.
What is Stockholm?
No. Lindsay?
What is Vienna?
Vienna, yes. Austrian.
Explorers, 4.
In 1905, Roald Amundsen finally conquered this Atlantic to Pacific route explorers had sought for centuries. Amy?
What is the Northwest Passage?
That's it.
Animal quotes, 400?
Charles Schultz fondly wrote, happiness is a warm one. Amy?
What is a dog?
No. Lindsay?
What is puppy?
Puppy, yeah.
Animal quotes, 8.
Samuel Johnson said, oats was a grain given to these in England, but in Scotland supports the people. Colin.
What are kings?
No. Lindsay.
What are horses?
Yes.
Animal, 12.
John Donne wrote that it was nature's great masterpiece, the only harmless great thing, the giant of beasts. Amy?
What is an elephant?
That's it.
1600?
Oh, it has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Lindsay.
What is a shark?
Good.
Animal, 2000.
Robert Frost rhymed, the way this bird shook down on me, the dust of snow from a hemlock tree. Talking about a crow shaking it down on him. Lindsay.
On the cover, 8.
The plane flown by this alliterative man is seen here on the August 29th, 1908 cover of Scientific American. Amy.
Who is Wilbur Wright?
Yes.
1200.
The December 6th, 1924 Saturday Evening Post cover featured a Christmas scene by him. Amy.
Who's Norman Rockwell?
Yep.
1600 cover.
In February of 1963, Car and Driver featured this classic Triumph sports car and the same named fighter plane. Colin?
What is the Mustang?
Nope. Amy or Lindsay? What is the Spitfire? Amy, back to you.
Cover 2000.
The July 1963 National Geographic cover listed a Carl Sandburg article on these two bergs, subtitled, Just 100 Years Ago. 1863, Gettysburg and Vicksburg. Back to you, Amy. We're done with that category.
Birthplaces, 800.
Google co-founder Sergey Brin. Born in Moscow. Amy?
400, capital.
Filmmaker, Akira Kurosawa. Amy.
What is Tokyo?
Yeah.
2000, capital.
Audrey Hepburn and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Lindsay.
What is Brussels?
Brussels, right you are, and you're in the lead now.
Explorer, 16.
Scotsman Gordon Lang, the first European to reach this ancient African city, was murdered shortly after leaving there. Amy.
What is Axum?
No. Colin.
What is Timbuktu?
That's it.
Chemical elements, 800.
An essential nutrient, this element, symbol K, is in bananas, lima beans, and avocados. Amy.
What is potassium?
Yep.
400 elements.
It has the atomic number one and is the most abundant element in the universe. Amy?
What is hydrogen?
Yes.
1600 elements?
Elements that are gases at room temperature include argon, neon, krypton, and this rare foreign noble gas used in lighting. Amy?
What is xenon?
Xenon, yes.
2000 elements.
Identified in 1886 by a Freiburg professor, this shiny gray element was named for its country of discovery. Amy?
What is polonium?
No. Lindsay or Colin? What is germanium? Back to you, Amy.
Explorers 2000.
The Ronnie. This two-word feature is named for Edith Ronnie, one of Antarctica's first female explorers. Colin?
What is ice shelf?
Yes.
Daytime TV, 800.
A 2014 New York Times headline about her said, "Others fade, but this TV judge is forever." Colin?
Who's Judge Judy?
Correct.
Daytime TV, 400.
Between 1972 and 2015, Bob Barker came on down to host 6,731 episodes of this game show. Colin?
What is The Price is Right?
Yes.
Daytime TV, 1200.
Despite leaving and coming back, as of 2020, Joy Behar has co-hosted this show longer than any of the other co-hosts. Colin?
What is The View?
Right.
1600.
Pine Valley was the fictional setting for this longtime soap that often revolved around Erica Kane and her many husbands. And that show is All My Children. Now the $2,000 clue. America's favorite zookeeper. He can be seen on Into the Wild and Wild Countdown. And his name is Jack Hanna. All right, Colin, you did well in the latter stages of this round, building up to 18,400. The game is not a runaway. Lindsay's still in it with 13,000. And Amy, still involved. Players, here's your category for fun. 20th century art. Think about it, make a wager. Back in a minute.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... In a Geico commercial, the gecko opens a music box, and up comes one of these dancers. What is a ballerina? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
20th century art is the subject for final today. And here is the clue, players. In occupied Paris, a German officer asked Picasso if he had done this masterpiece. He replied, "No, you did." 30 seconds. Good luck. Our way down the line. Amy, we'll start with you. You are in a distant third with 4,400, and you wrote down, what is Guernica? You are correct. That famous painting. And it will add 4,000, giving you 8,400. Let's go to Lindsay. Played well, had 13,000, came up with the correct response, added 7,000, in the lead with 20,000. Over to Colin, played a little better, had 18,400, came up with the correct response. Who is Caitlin?
My sister. It's her birthday today.
Okay. Happy birthday, Caitlin. And you will add 7,700, a big payday, 26,100, as you, Colin, Davey, become the new Jeopardy champion. And you get to come back tomorrow to wrap up the week with us. We'll see you then. Thanks to all three of you for a good game. Thank you for tuning us in. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Mail-in ballots being tossed out. Seven is on your side looking into possible issues and the important rules you need to follow. And then as restaurants winterize their outdoor dining, how homeowners can prepare for outdoor hosting safely. New at 11.